Wow. Yes, Alan, you're on the air.
Howard, what's going on, brother?
What do you say, Alan?
I got one question for you, Howard. Do you think you ever would have been famous if not for radio? Like, do you think your abilities would have come out in any other kind of, you know, entertainment industry?
I think I was uniquely built for radio. But I will say this. I think anything I would have done in life, I would have been successful at. That I would have, I mean, maybe not as successful as I am in radio. Radio is so right for me. First of all, I don't think that with what I did on the radio, I could have gone into television. I don't have a face for television. I'm not a guy. I don't look like Sam Champion. I'm not going to be a weatherman. So I don't think I could have worked in a medium like television. I'm not an actor, so I don't think that...
You know, might have become one.
Maybe, but I don't think I would have. It was radio that was right for me. If it wasn't
so if
radio,
there was no radio, what would you have done?
I think I would have been a speech therapist. No, I don't know what I would have been. I mean, I was in advertising for a while and sales for a while. I didn't like any of those things because I wanted to be on the air. But I think that whatever I put my mind to, I gave my boss 100% of my energy. And I think that has a lot to do with success. You know, I believe success can be manufactured. You know, you people say, well, I don't have a talent. Who the fuck has a talent in the beginning? I had a desire, and I worked at it so hard. If I genuinely tell you, and I'm not telling you this in terms of, trying to be outrageous on the air, I was the worst radio personality. I was the worst person on the radio in terms of talent. I started at the very bottom. I was awful on the air. You've heard some tape. It's so painful that I barely can play it. And I was that bad at it, but I had such a desire to be good at it that I spent every, like I imagine what Eddie Van Halen did, locked himself in a room. Eddie Van Halen wasn't born a talented guitar player. Yes, it's true. His father was a musician, I believe. His brothers were all into music. So the environment was right. My father was a radio engineer. My father worked at a recording studio. So the seed was planted early on. But other than that, I was the worst at it. There was no person in the broadcast business that would have bet money on me. And some of the people who heard me early on and worked with me looked at me as like a Class A1 loser. Meg Griffin will tell you, anyone who worked with me at WRNW is probably still to this day in shock that I've become the biggest radio talent in this industry or ever in the world. Because people probably go, did he make a deal with the devil? There was no deal made with the devil, I assure you. Devil doesn't even want to know me.
The devil didn't bet on you. The devil
was like, you're never going to make it. There's no magic I can do to make you make it. I sat in a room and I thought about radio. I listened to radio. I listened to my tapes over and over again. I labored over every single show. It was a neurotic mess. But that's how you make it. Now, there are people who will take my advice now and go and do the exact thing I'm saying and spend thousands of hours analyzing some aspect of their career, and they still will not get the success that I've had. You know, you got to have that unique mind. But I assure you, you can go far with hard work. And people sometimes don't want to hear this. They want to hear, oh, you got lucky, you got a break. You fuck you. That's the worst. When you get handed something, let's say your dad hands you over the business or something, that sucks. I'll tell you why. There's no better fulfillment than working hard and earning everything yourself. As my mother often says to me, and I don't know why, no one gave you anything. What she means by that is no one gave me a freebie. Nobody said to me, hey, collect $200 and, you know what I mean, and go pass go, whatever it is, Monopoly. Nobody looked at me and said, I'm going to give you a break, son. I got just the opposite. And I tell you, it's more fulfilling at the end of the day. It's more fulfilling.
I got to say, I mean, I think you're so compelling on the radio, and I really don't see you as a TV guy. And I'm just saying that in the sense that...
I could be a TV guy now. I have many offers. Well, I'm on AGT.
Right.
It's not television.
Oh, that's not?
No. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. No, I mean, listen.
You are TV.
No, of course I'm on TV. What?
It doesn't capture who you are the same way.
Exactly. It's a different kind. I know what you're saying. You're saying where I could have been uniquely me.
Yeah.
You know, but now, in fact, I'm mulling over some opportunities in television. You know, the problem is I don't have enough time in my day. I also value having a little free time. But I got some extraordinary offers on the table to do some interesting things. And if there were 10 of me, I'd do them all. But, you know, now people get it, and they'd see me, and they go, well, Howard could be on TV. I mean, I could pretty much do whatever I want on television right now.
But you shine on the radio, though.
Thank you, yes. And I feel most comfortable there. Okay, thank you, Alan.
Thank you, Howard.
There you have it, Robin. An exclusive. Hard work gets you places.
Yes, but it's also inspired hard work. You wanted this. You know, it's hard to work in something that is not inspirational to you.
Absolutely. .com/Howard Stern Channel. Calling in at 7 if you want to take a break. Okay, I'll take a break. All right, take a break.